love us. C Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
It's the 10 best days of fall, the 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th, with a salute to our veterans, sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus, along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis, along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th, presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Garrett Coliseum Clear Bag Policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Today is September 24th, National Punctuation Day, period. Today, comma, use proper punctuation in everything you write, semicolon, letters, comma, emails, comma, and text messages, period. I'm sorry, that was supposed to be a colon after the word write because it's a syntactical descriptive. Isn't this fun? Question mark? Have a great National Punctuation Day, period. Ooh, exclamation point.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Louisville, Kentucky is preparing for another night of possible protest after the state's attorney general announced no criminal charges against police in the March shooting death of Breonna Taylor. Two officers were shot during demonstrations last night.
Both expected to recover. One, in fact, already out of the hospital, and they have made an arrest. Lorenzo Johnson right now facing charges for that shooting. And in total, for the entire night, 127 arrests were made for things like vandalism and looting.
Fox's Jeff Paul. The Justice Department says since May, it's charged more than 300 people for federal crimes committed during protests.
80 people have been charged with crimes relating to arson and explosives. 15 have been charged with damaging federal property. 35 have been accused of assaulting a member of law enforcement. And all but one of those accused of assaulting a cop are in Portland, Oregon.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
Could go out to a restaurant or drink beer at a baseball game. Could order an Uber to drive my drinking friends everywhere. Really wish that we could go back before COVID was in the air. But this year's a pandemic and we're all locked down in quarantine. It's 2019.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? David Blackman just put out a great blog. And it's maybe it's one of those things that's so obvious. Should have hit on it earlier. When, you know, they're all worried about peaceful transfer of power. This is what the Democrats. You notice they use the word until we install a new president, like they're putting in a new refrigerator.
Exactly.
When do we get the peaceful transfer of power from 2016?
Hadn't happened.
They have not let up a minute. And the worst mistake this country made was giving Pelosi power back in the House in 2018. Because, I mean, we can impeach him for anything. You ditzy, drunken biatch.
Yeah.
You are the scourge of America. And I really hate you. I mean, I do. I should never use that word, right? Not supposed to hate.
Nah.
I don't see anything redeemable. That woman has enriched herself tens of millions of times over in her position of power. Her district, they're crapping in the streets in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And not, we could impeach him for anything. God, they make me want to.
Look at where she came from. Look at who her father was and what he did and how they got their money.
Yeah. Brant McDonald will be joining us in a minute. Chad's on the line right now.
So some more good polls today. A Trafalgar poll came out and has Trump up by somewhere between 3 to 5 points in Iowa, which, you know, yesterday there was a bogus Iowa poll trying to show Biden was up.
They're all bogus.
And then there's a Monmouth poll that has Trump up by a point in Michigan, which means he's probably quite a bit higher than that. And the fact that Nancy Pelosi today had to back off of her impeachment threat shows that that didn't go very far. That had a maximum effective range of 0.0 meters.
Mm-hmm.
It helped Trump a lot. But this whole controversy over Trump saying about the peaceful transition, you know, all he's saying is the same thing that he said 4 years ago. And that is, it ain't over till it's over. And if it has to go through the court system like a Bush v. Gore, then that's what it's going to have to do. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to happen. I think there's going to be a huge turnout for Trump. Well, I really do.
Yeah, you know, just look at the enthusiasm. People are showing up for his rallies like America is at stake. You know why? Because America is at stake.
Absolutely.
I will be interested to see how many people come to the Jacksonville rally tonight. Of course, the Pennsylvania rally that they had a couple of days ago, or maybe it was 40,000 people. So,
wow. Enormous crowd.
Here's some other solid things we talked about a little bit. Put in your book.
Short on time, Chad, because we got Brant coming on about 2 minutes.
Real quick. And that is voter registration among the Republicans succeeding in the battleground states, new voter registration among Democrats.
Yes.
Trump has a ground game. Biden has no ground game.
Mm-hmm.
And Hispanic and black voters are polling more favorably for Trump than they've ever polled for a Republican candidate.
Yep.
And Biden's underperforming. That's my point. All right, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. No, that's an excellent point because and it's not just one or two isolated states. Voter registration of Republicans is outpacing Democrats everywhere. So why would we be the least bit suspicious if he should suddenly lose these states where voter registrations have been monumental? These people will do anything.
You're right. Anything, folks.
To keep power.
You better believe it.
And as Lindsey Graham said at the Kavanaugh hearing, God help us if you ever get it. It's one of the few times Lindsey's been that blunt.
Mm-hmm.
8 minutes after 5 o'clock, here's the forecast with Rich. The radar, there's one line of storms. Seems to be at the trailing edge of Beta as it goes through. It's a vertical north-south line that goes from Hoover south to Selma, and it seems to be moving to the northeast. I don't know that we'll see any rain in the city, but it looks like Autauga and Elmore will get a little as that thing keeps moving.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. It's the remnants of Beta still affecting our weather. Call it rain with a name, with the chance of more scattered to numerous showers, maybe some tropical downpours. I can't rule out a couple of stronger storms. The threat of rain continues overnight tonight, low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow, a small risk of an isolated shower, but basically Beta will be out of here. It's a better day tomorrow with a high around 83. We'll be in the mid-80s on Saturday. I think we're primarily dry. Maybe a stray shower Sunday, but we're in the 80s and it's a pretty good day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The fact I'm playing this now has nothing to do with the fact that Brant McDonald is on hold. In the
arms. Hi, I'm Sarah McLaughlin. Did you know for just about $19 a month, you can help a radio DJ receive the food, shelter, and a pair of headphones they so desperately need? Donate now and you'll also receive a photo of the DJ you're adopting along with a bumper sticker from the radio station. If we get enough donations, they'll be able to make rent, eat something unhealthy, and maybe even update their demo reel. Because, you know, the radio business. Won't you please help a radio DJ today?
And now we welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. You had a day yesterday. You kind of called it, though.
Oh, man, yeah. You know, and like I say, unfortunately, and I hate it, but this is just going to get worse. You know, we're speaking of volatility, market ups and downs. And so if you look back and you sort of connect the dots, here's what we've got. I mean, the stimulus, you know, has stopped. It's run out. We have these continuing claims that continue to, you know, sort of stay right in this same range. So in other words, there hasn't really been a lot of improvement in the jobs market. We've seen some improvement in the economy, but in other areas, we've seen some real weakness. This, you know, has got, you know, the market a little concerned. This whole idea of a fiscal cliff, that we're not going to have, you know, any more stimulus bills for this year. And so you look at the market, and sure enough, we're down 7% on the S&P 500 from the highest point we reached after the recovery. It's just financial assets in general are moving in lockstep with money creation. That's kind of how it goes. And trying to deal with this dadgum COVID mess, going to a full stop on the economy and now trying to recover with this reopening. You know, there's still a lot of people out there who are unemployed. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with this. But that's sort of what's going on. And then if you look at all of the political talk, the sort of the threats and then the counter threats by both campaigns
as to how they're going to act or behave or actions they may or may not take after the election. That's got markets hedged out like you can't believe. You look at the fixed income market, the hedging that's been going on there would indicate that the vast global fixed income sort of institutional market is extremely worried about wild gyrations, big volatility there. Even if you look at what brokerage houses are doing around the country, many, especially a lot of them being sort of the discount brokerages where you've got a lot of day trading going on by individuals, they're raising all the margin requirements because they're getting very nervous that people are going to be on the wrong side of an extremely volatile market as we go into the election. And so they want them to have more of their equity in the account. And this, these are for people who borrow money to buy stocks. So really, all of Wall Street, all of the entire world, they're casting bets. They're doing things to protect themselves and hedge against what is expected to be a continued pickup in volatility, both in fixed income and the equity markets.
You know, there's something about this situation, Brandt, that tells me that having tried everything else, the Democrats have decided better to not pass a stimulus that might help the economy before the election.
Can't have that.
And give that victory to Donald Trump than to just let things continue and blame him instead, even though they're the ones that are holding out on this next stimulus deal. They make
Listen, I completely agree. Now, of course, it's all about the messaging, right? I mean, it's about the political position you're taking on this subject and how you're going to communicate your position, which is what I'm calling messaging, to the American people. So you've got the Democrats who came forward with this massive $3 trillion stimulus bill that was loaded with all kinds of ridiculous stuff. We know what that is. I don't have to sit here and repeat it. But Trump pushed back, says, no, I'm not doing that. So that's fine from a political perspective now. You know, he's down here at a trillion. They were up there at $3 trillion, and they continued to try to negotiate. Couldn't get anywhere with it. But they're both dug in on their political positions. Now it's who is going to be more effective in getting the message out to the American people as to why there's not another stimulus bill. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's the key. That's the real key to this. I also said, you know, earlier in the week, and I still stand by this, and I've been on conference calls with folks up in Washington, I really do believe this debate that we're going to see, everyone is jockeying to monitor their own internal polling numbers. Now, these are not polls that are, you know, generated by, that are to be shared with the public through the mainstream media. These are campaign internal polls that they're not going to share, all right?
Right.
And to them, it's going to tell the real truth. So if the Democrats see any sort of positive movement out of that debate, they're going to go hard charging into this, and you can forget any stimulus. But if Trump actually does really, really well, and their internal polling indicates that, I predict you're going to then see them start to come back to the table. But it's all this is the political games that are played, and this is unfortunately, and that's just how it goes. But in this election, most people believe around the world that it's too close to call, and the sheer size of the gap between the ideology and the realization of what this election is all about, that it's not Joe Biden. We know that it's really about Kamala Harris. It's about the ultra-left wing of the party, an entirely different ideology and philosophy than what Trump has stood for or the Republicans. So there's a lot on the line. You will see massive movements, the likes of you've never seen, internal movements, capital shifting, changing from one area of the market. This is what we refer to as rotation and all of that. That creates volatility, and it's just unfortunate. It's going to pick up as we go into the election. From there, we just have to see how the results come out and go from there. But, hey, you know what? It's always something, right? I mean, I've managed money for 32 years now. I have been through a lot of storms and a lot of crazy situations. I feel pretty good about how we're positioned. We're holding a fair amount of cash. We're in some defensive positions. We've really gone up the quality curve in terms of the equity exposure we have. So we're sort of braced for it. We're ready to be opportunistic, actually. And so so that's where we stand right now. And that's why I've always said, anyone out there that doesn't understand what's going on, they really they just can't seem to connect all of the dots, and then and really don't know how their investment portfolio is going to be impacted by all these things that are happening. Sure, please give us a call. This is what we do. This is what we love to do. But if you're not confident that you're working with someone who understands this, go find someone who does. Please, I mean, you know. So
that's what you've always said, Brent. Look, if you have never taken the time to sit down with a financial planner to map out your future and how to make the most of the money you work so hard to make. If not Brent, somebody else, we hope you'll call 387-0094 and make an appointment to see Brent. You don't bring your checkbook or a wallet full of money. It's just a conversation. What would you like to accomplish? Where would you like to be? It's all about thinking forward, planning ahead, and not life catching you off guard time after time. Like this year's pandemic. You know, the people that got through this with a little more ease were the people that had a nest egg, a fallback option. The people that were hurt the most were the ones that had nothing. And we saw how fast life can change. And then a situation we thought would be 2-3 weeks, a month. We just celebrated the 6-month anniversary of Safer at Home. Keep that in mind, too. Call Brent, 387-0094, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Brent, thank you for your time. Give us an opening bell shout tomorrow if you can.
Yeah, we sure will. We'll definitely do that. Been a little while, so.
Anyway,
you guys have a good evening. Stay safe, stay dry, and we'll talk in the morning.
And good wishes to Hayden. I saw that picture on Facebook. She looked great.
Oh, sure. I sure will. Oh. I'll have to go see what it was. I haven't had time to look at Facebook.
Well, I just happened to see it. I was at the cancer center today for some blood work, and so I had time while I was waiting for test results and stuff, and saw what she posted, and she looks fantastic. I'm glad.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, good. Well, she always looks fantastic. I mean,
yes.
You know, I'm a blessed guy. What can I say?
You are, my friend, but we're blessed to have you as friends, too. You take care.
You too, buddy.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
As we mark 6 months of Safer at Home, eating our way into all kinds of other situations that have nothing to do with the coronavirus. And I think that kind of impacted us here this year.
I do, too.
That's something to do. Let's put it this way. We have a cautionary tale that's very, very entertaining. It's coming up right after this very brief break at 5:23. Greg Goodell, Rosie Brock, and the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime Terry Adams. You want to do a quick hit on clearing the air?
Yeah, clearing the air. We're going to talk about the timing of Trump signing the peace accord between Israel and Israel's enemies. And we're looking forward to the third temple to be built. And once that happens, actually the Bible says once they plan to build the third temple, boom, the great tribulation has begun. So we're going to get into the biblical aspects of all this.
All righty. This man knows Revelations inside out. We got to do a Thursday show about that.
Yeah, it's important. Well, Rosie is very, very knowledgeable about the Bible, too, so I'd love to bounce stuff off her.
Especially with Satan as the Speaker of the House.
There you are.
There you go.
All right, 5:24.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. For those of you headed to Rifle Range Road off of Redland Road this afternoon, Life Flight from Haynes is shutting down the 500 block of Rifle Range Road. That's going to be just off Redland Road from 231 They're making a pickup there. It's going to be a few minutes. If you're headed up Redland Road to Rifle Range, you're going to have to sit in traffic for just a few minutes, so expect a delay there. Around the city of Montgomery, we've got light to moderate traffic everywhere. We're very busy, but we have no new accidents to tell you about. Just please buckle up and be safe out there this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance, there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need the most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Shop the end of summer clearance sale at Cafco Outlet. Save 35 to 75% off on selected home decor and gift items. Take advantage of sale pricing on fall ribbons and silk bushes. Christmas trees, wreaths, ribbons, and ornaments are on sale 20 to 50% off the original prices. Wreath makers, we have a tremendous selection of ribbon, mesh, and signs you will love. And new items are arriving daily. Your best deal is at Cafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Right now, I'm thinking that I need a little late night snack, so I'm going to the fridge. Not much, just a little treat, a piece of fruit or something, cause I'm counting every calorie. Right now, I'm thinking about a cracker with a carrot stick, or maybe just a sugar-free Jell-O. But here I go. So I dug my teeth into a side of spaghetti and a scoop of that chocolate pie. Carved my name into some cheddar cheese. I took biscuits and bun to both my lips. Chased it with Cheetos and nacho chips. Maybe next time I'll think before I.
I haven't had a single peanut butter cup all day.
What?
No.
You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't usually have them till Friday.
Oh.
I will accept them as birthday gifts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have a couple of good buddies on the line, friends to the show, beginning with a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Master Thespian.
Hello. Greetings, palpitations, hello. And right back at you.
Hello.
So good to be talking to Gregory Benjamin and Rosie and Barry Allen of Allen Motor Support.
That's me.
So, anyway, I have two things. Real quick, first of all, someone has given me tickets to go to the Faulkner Benefit Dinner next Thursday night. So I'm going to go listen to Trey Gowdy. I'll give you a call probably Friday morning. I got to figure out when to work it in because I got to do it after the things to know and before you do the Duncan and Son Predictathon. So next Friday, I will give you my official Trey Gowdy rundown.
Cool.
Well, we'll look forward to it. Somebody was supposed to give me tickets for that, and I never did get them.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can do some calling.
No. I think it should be a very compelling evening. But I've been disappointed in Trey Gowdy in other respects. I thought he was a real law and order guy. He says this one indictment of a low-level lawyer is all we're going to get out of the Durham thing. That's very frightening.
It's very frightening.
Maybe it's a smokescreen.
Could be. You never know.
We'll see. Okay.
But thank you.
The second thing I wanted to bring up is that I had Tammy in one of my speech classes. You were talking about her, and she was your sidekick, and she who must not be named didn't think her accent was real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had Tammy in my speech class. And Tammy was born in the United States, but she and her family moved to Great Britain when she was a baby.
Uh-huh.
So she grew up there, learned how to speak there, and then came back to the States as a teenager. So that accent she has is real, even though she is officially an American citizen.
I think the real issue at the heart of that flap was jealousy.
Oh, yes. Tammy was a very beautiful young lady. She still is. And, it is what it is.
Well, talk to her, tell her we said hi.
I will. All right. I'll give her a great big war hawk.
And back at you.
Wow.
It's got to hurt. Gary!
Gary?
Gary.
Hi there. How are y'all this afternoon?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm looking good.
What I want to say, last night was a compelling story and a compelling evening. Gregory, you've got such wonderful friends, both old and new, and it was so good that you allowed us to be part of that last night. Oh, and I just want to say thank you.
No, the privilege is all mine. Trust me on that. I mean it.
It was fabulous. It couldn't have been. Rosie, you did outstanding. You and LaDonna put it together, and it went well.
My only complaint is that I need to teach Ashley Bankston the miracle of cropping photos. She took a picture of me with the cake. Yeah, you know what I'm laughing at. Stop.
Okay.
I don't want anybody looking for that picture online.
Well, it was a fabulous evening, and everybody, I thought, acted well. You even had some old guests from long ago come up.
No, it was great. It was a wonderful night.
Not to mention that
Mr. Much Beloved and Glorious here was there.
Of course. Wouldn't have missed it for the world.
He was. And his lovely bride. And that's the first time I met Eddie Bader's bride. She was out there.
Susanna.
Eddie Bader.
Yeah. He outkicked his coverage.
She's so sweet.
Greg, I just want to say I love you. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Gary.
We'll do it again.
Thank you for coming last night. And speaking of last night, this guy shows up with the biggest bag of bird seed I've ever seen in my life. It's almost decorative. And we've already put it out.
Wow.
Randall.
Well, how you doing, sir? And that was from listener John sent that, and his lovely wife sent the flowers and the pot to put them in. Man, she says that sometimes you do. She has to cut the radio off. You scare her sometimes, and she says she worries about you a lot. And she wanted to give you that flower, give you something peaceful to look at. She knew you loved them. I didn't even know you really loved birds that much. I mean, I was a new one to me, and I listened to you every day. I really didn't know you had a bunch of bird feeders, but hey. At least he had more than I did. And I don't want to take too long, but I do want to say that last night was very enjoyable. I ain't been nowhere in a minute now, besides my daughter's stuff, but I need to get myself back out there. But coming to this Bible thing, I can't wait, Greg, y'all to do. And Miss Rose, I'm going to ask you this question. You just tuck it away right now, but do you think Christianity has made America as a whole weak? And the reason I say I'm glad you're going hellfire and brimstone, Terry. You know what I mean? Like you just said earlier, you know we've been lied to, and everything we've been told is a lie. But we're sitting there and we're not doing it. Greg, I could not look your daddy in the eye right now. You know what I mean? Like, what the hell are we doing? I mean, I don't want you to get all stirred up, but I mean, what do we do? We just keep sitting here and saying we're getting lied to, and our grandkids are getting lied to, but we just talk about it and just let it keep going, or is
that's
there,
why that's I why mean, I took that particular path with my outrage the other day, Randall.
Yes, sir.
I think about my dad and what my dad gave up and went through to see this going on now. They're disrespecting him. But in this country, we're more worried about disrespecting people who have contributed nothing, who have been parasites and bloodsuckers and put themselves in harm's way by breaking the law. And I'm sorry, my sympathy ends there. Got to run, Randall. Thanks for the call. It's 5:35. Check traffic. Jake Wellington.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, Rifle Range Road, which is just off Redland Road, they are landing Life Flight at the Mountain View Church on Rifle Range Road to pick up a sick or injured person. They have Rifle Range Road shut down, so if you're taking 231 to Redland Road and then Rifle Range home, you live past Mountain View Baptist Church, you're going to be in a bit of a stop area for a while. As soon as the Life Flight makes their run, they will open that road back up, so you may be stuck in traffic for just a bit. Around Montgomery, we're just busy everywhere. We've even got a slowdown on 85 southbound leading up to the I-65-85 interchange. Buckle up, drive carefully. We have no accidents reported in the Montgomery area right now. Haynes Ambulance, there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at WOWWay.com.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victoryland. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550. 3550.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's the remnants of Beta still affecting our weather. Call it rain with a name, with the chance of more scattered to numerous showers, maybe some tropical downpours. I can't rule out a couple of stronger storms. The threat of rain continues overnight tonight, low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow, a small risk of an isolated shower, but basically Beta will be out of here. It's a better day tomorrow with a high around 83. We'll be in the mid-80s on Saturday. I think we're primarily dry. Maybe a stray shower Sunday, but we're in the 80s, and it's a pretty good day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Jay Quillen. Where's Jay Quillen at?
Now, hang on a second there, pal. Before we bring the cool people on the air, a reminder that the cool people on this show are brought to you by the cool people at Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Tomorrow morning, you can win just by calling and participating. Just call up and go, if you want. Just get your name in the drawing, because tomorrow we give away a Clark's Club membership. That's a $159 value that can save you tons of money on your electric costs and give you 24/7 protection for any heating, AC, or plumbing issue that comes up. These are great folks. 277-2125, ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Now, here is Jay Quillen with a big welcome from Jeb.
Please clap.
Thank you.
Hey.
So, how many things are you juggling today?
I mean, for real. So, I'm down in Mobile. I am in a domestic violence mediation training today and tomorrow.
Wow.
And then I will be back in. I'll be back in the Gumps tomorrow evening, and then my entire family comes into town because it is shower weekend.
Yeah, Saturday.
Oh. I know. Yeah. So.
I must have missed my invitation, or is this?
It was in the mail. So
just girls.
check with Roz. Yeah. But yeah, so I'm down in Mobile doing some training. You know, casual, 33 weeks pregnant, traveling solo to Mobile, fine, casual.
After driving 1,000 miles back from Florida yesterday.
Yeah.
Down there. You're amazing.
And And my husband missed the exit, so we had to go, like, backwards Florida on the way back.
Oh,
you're kidding.
Yeah,
kidding.
Fun time.
What?
So I wasn't paying attention, and we just missed the exit off 10, which is not a big deal.
So you navigate.
But then, well, no, I Facebook and Pinterest and everything else. I should be navigating.
I see.
And so we just said, oh, well, whatever. Like, we'll just go to the next exit. We've got to get gas, and it'll take us back.
Oh, sure.
Well, it was like 15 miles out of the way, so I'm like, screw it. We'll just take the back roads. Famous last word.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the back roads, yeah.
We had no cell phone service. I had like one bar. I don't know how text messages were coming through. We got stuck behind like a tractor trailer and then construction. It was just a mess.
Oh, boy.
Wow. So, yeah. So we got home really late last night, and then I turned around and got up at 5 a.m. this morning and drove down to Mobile.
Wow.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Just talking about your schedule wears me out.
Well, I'll leave here tomorrow and turn around and come back to the Gump, and then it's weekend full of family fun. So, So how's y'all's week going?
Good.
Yeah.
It's going good.
You'll be happy to know that my blood numbers are going lower.
And Leon's getting larger.
Oops.
As I knew it would. I wasn't concerned at all.
Yeah, I still got to go for two more bloodlettings, at least. But hopefully after that, this will all be over.
Good. Hey. I don't know if I'm allowed to. I don't know if it's public knowledge or not.
Jay?
I was gonna ask, well, I mean, I don't want to, like, how's Jay?
Jay is out of the hospital. He was at the station for a little while today. Against everybody, but he's, you know, Jay is the company. I mean, and he's planning on being in the studio with us tomorrow morning. So,
what?
Yeah, he's going to be in the studio. But I am taking a lot of credit for his quick recovery because we found the voice of Victoria today who brought with her a choir of angels to inspire him to.
I heard that, Victoria, on the radio this morning. I was listening on my way to Mobile.
Yeah.
She does have a pretty humble...
Soothing voice.
Soothing. That's a good word.
Yeah, I feel...
is that what we call it?
Oh, I'm hearing just a tad of cat here. Justin, is that what we're calling it now?
Boy, is that what we're calling it?
Jacqueline, you are so good.
I'm a little overprotective over my sweet little Jay.
Talk a little bit about this domestic violence mediation, because you've been
doing
how this will incorporate into Delkin Tomlinson practice.
All right, so Dana actually did this exact same mediation training for domestic violence on Monday and Tuesday in Birmingham, but obviously I could not attend because I was in South Florida. In order to mediate a case that has domestic violence, whether it's an allegation of domestic violence or it's an actual protection from abuse order or a criminal charge and conviction of domestic violence, you need to be specially trained in the state of Alabama.
Uh-huh.
So Dana and I are going through this training so that we are not limited, because in our line of work, we are on both sides of the domestic violence table. We have clients that are sometimes falsely or wrongly accused of domestic violence. And then we also have clients that are victims of domestic violence. So we are going through this training so not only we can better assist our clients, but we can also mediate cases that have that element involved in it.
Makes perfect sense.
Yesterday I sent you that story. Were you able to see that?
I'm not surprised at the numbers.
This has been... a year of economic and relationship destruction, you know, and it's...
I'm curious if we can find the numbers on what the marriage rate is. Because I know what the breakup divorce rate is, but I'm curious as to, do we have a decline in marriages because of this? Are people getting stuck and confined and being like, you know what, like, you're really not the one for me, you know, like... Our marriage rate's down. I know divorce is up and relationship breakups are up.
Well, I would say...
But is the actual ceremonial marriage down?
Based on the numbers provided by the Caterers of America, I'm sure it's dreadful.
Yeah, a lot of people had to postpone them.
Yeah, you want to have a nice wedding and you want to have guests. What, everybody 6 feet apart with a mask? By the way, as busy as you are, yesterday marked 6 months of Governor Meemaw's safer at home.
Yeah, I thought we were only supposed to do this for like 2 weeks, and then we weren't going to have to do it anymore.
I'm proud to say, though, last night we had the biggest night of Baumhauer's since they've reopened.
Yeah, it was massive.
It was really
good. Yeah, I saw there was cake.
There was
cake.
When is the actual day of birth?
Sunday. You know what I'm getting for my birthday? I'm getting a bike.
Like a Harley or like a Huffy?
Like a Huffy.
What's a Huffy?
Huffy.
It's
Huffy
a bike.
Bicycle. Huffy.
Yeah. Like American a Schwinn, flyer. But a Huffy.
Like a bicycle.
Contrary to rumors, it will not have training wheels. I'm getting it from Montgomery Multisport. They've got great bikes.
So are you going to become like a cyclist? Like, are you going to wear like the spandex and everything? Or are you just getting like...
We're trying to get him to wear a helmet.
You want me on a bicycle wearing spandex?
Wow, that is
That's what I'm asking. Like, no, are you getting like a Huffy, like a bike, like a beach cruiser? Or are you getting like a cyclist bike, like with the click-in shoes and everything?
No, I'm getting a basic bike that I can ride around. We have a nice neighborhood. It's right terrain. I want to get out for 20 minutes to a half hour every day and contribute to all the other things I'm doing for the betterment of my health.
We are going to make sure that he wears bands around his ankles, though, so his sweatpants don't get caught in the spokes or the wheels.
Are you going to put a basket on the front for the dog?
Oh, my goodness, Timmy. I thought you said... No, I'm going to... You know what I need? I'm going to start a paper route because I need the extra money. Janelle needs
a new... You can deliver your Boom magazines door-to-door.
Door-to-door. Hit your booms here. Janelle needs a new roof, so I've got to find another revenue.
Wait till after hurricane season for that, Greg.
The contract's... It's got to get done.
I'd hate for her to get a new roof and then them get slammed. You got a couple more months.
Well, we got to get it started because if something does happen, at least she's under contract.
Yeah, that's true.
Otherwise, you are at the mercy of the clock. I remember when Wilma came through, a storm they greatly underestimated at the National Hurricane Center at landfall. It was a 3, not a 1. And the following, that was in October 17th of 2005. The following February, my boss and I flew down in his private plane, and it was a sea of blue tarp. This is 5 months later. People are still waiting for a roof to get fixed. So if you get the contract...
Even when it's not hurricane season down there, roofs are a pain in the rear end. My parents are in the process of looking into getting a new roof. It's not an emergency, but like hurricanes down there may keep the roof business in business.
Yeah.
Hey, before we let you go, we did not get a baby update on Tuesday because of your dad's surprise party.
Hang on.
Well, let me tell you, we got one.
Wait, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, we are ready for the latest comp on the Delkin Tomlinson new arrival.
Okay, well, let me say this. Let me preface this. It's going by length this time instead of weight, okay?
Okay.
She is the size of a head or a batch of celery. What would you call that?
Oh, okay.
You know,
like
a stalk of celery. Yeah. That's
or a bunch.
A stalk of celery, a bunch. A stalk of celery, a ferret.
A ferret?
A junior, I have often.
It's a weasel.
A junior tennis racket.
Jeez.
And I do have, for those people that are having a hard time visualizing that, she is about 17 inches long.
Wow.
And she is weighing anywhere between 4 and 5 pounds.
Wow.
That's not a belly. That's a garage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell y'all.
With all the things you have in there.
I feel every bit of that. Yeah. It's getting to the point where, like, I know you guys haven't physically seen me. But, like, I haven't gained nearly as much weight with Lola as I did with Steven. With Steven, I gained 60 pounds. I'm not quite sure where, but it was there. With her, I've only gained 17.
Wow. That's great.
But the problem is, Rosie, I feel every movement. So while we were home, my husband was able to go and do the ultrasound. And she was kicking and moving and doing all these things. And, of course, my sweet, loving husband looks at me and he goes, like, completely means it. He's like, can you feel that? And I'm like,
No.
Yeah, Jared.
Well,
yeah.
You've just,
I feel everything.
You've just explained, here's a woman who just drove 700 miles from Florida, has a tennis racket, a bunch of celery, and a ferret in her belly.
Small weasel.
And then got up this morning at 5 and drove to Mobile for training for her profession. Is there a man that could do that?
No.
I totally agree with you for once.
I couldn't agree more.
Jacqueline.
You know, though, I have to admit, I have a wonderful husband who's helping watch Steven so I can do this.
Hey,
so
we think he's wonderful, too. And you remind him that we love our police and we have more pies coming, too.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, you guys have a great rest of the day. We'll chat tomorrow.
You got it. Thank you. By the way, as you see, not only do Delkin Tomlinson provide services for people who need at least a consultation on a divorce, if not a divorce, they are training and adding to their experience when it comes to situations like domestic violence and mediation.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a constant state of growth in terms of their scope of wisdom and experience. And they're so dedicated to what they do. 819-4810 is the number. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law, also help you with matters of family law like wills and so forth, and can also put you in touch with Amy Hampton, bankruptcy attorney, if things have been that difficult for you this year. There are options available to help you out. 819-4810, Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It is 551.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated real estate market report. It's good news for the River Region again. 3,500 homes have sold and closed in our area in the first 8 months of 2020, and these homes have ranged from $180,000 up to $300,000 and an average sales price. Our supply of listed properties is very low for this time of year because homes are not staying on the market as they used to. 40% of our sales are created by first-time home buyers, and current interest rates are hovering at 3% or below. But this means to the area residents, good time to buy or sell. If you price your home right, it will sell. And at this time, if you buy now, the payments per month will be a lot less than they would have been even last year. For all the details, an updated property report for your house, call the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 91275.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who decided to show his contempt for Donald Trump by unzipping and taking a leak on a sign that was actually wired.
I love it.
He'll never do that again.
No, he will not.
And you'll find as a man that you're not quite as attractive to women when you smell like burnt cork.
That is just so...
Instant karma.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about signs. I don't... look, the only sign that matters is the one in here and the one up here, and that's taken care of. There's just too many crazy people.
Oh, yeah.
And you never know when one's going to get triggered because they have the full blessing of the media to burn your house down. That happened to a couple in Florida. It's on Liberty, thelibertydaily.com. At Trump signs, and that gave license to somebody to burn their house down. BLM gives license to scream at old people at restaurants.
Beat up 77-year-old World War II veterans. It's disgusting.
That's it. By the way, the Duncan and Son Predict-a-Thon returns tomorrow morning. We're going to do both games. You'll have a chance to win a $100 gift card for any services or tires at each Don Duncan location. And they'll be joining us. It's a month late, but better late than never.
True.
I guess no fans for the first games, right?
I think that's what they're saying, but I don't know. I can't back that up.
So, well, we're looking forward to the return of it.
That's right. Watch on TV, doesn't matter.
Because right now, anything that brings some normalcy...
I've been watching old games, just something to take my mind off what's going on, you know?
I have given baseball a bit of a pass... We had to endure that opening night with all the bowing and groveling.
It's ridiculous.
The BLM. I have not seen any of that since.
Good.
I think that was the plan, though, that they were only going to do it on opening night and then...
Well, the ongoing lectures from the NFL are killing their ratings, and I don't know if these players are smart enough to understand, hey, you're making at the least six, seven times what the average American makes working all year, and we're not really inclined to see you as victims.
Yeah, don't lecture us. Don't lecture us.
Just play the
game.
You're
a prima donna. Don't lecture us.
Really? It's time to love what you drive and the people that make that possible. 0% for 72 months on select new Volkswagen models at Jack Ingram Volkswagen.
Volkswagen.
You are my go-to Mercedes guy.
Mm-hmm. Love Mercedes.
They got 42 Mercedes.
Wow.
And they're doing every, you know, because they really want you to love what you drive. And does it take a lot of effort to love a Mercedes?
No. And you know what I like about them is I don't know that there's a safer car on the road. I remember a lady got hit on the Troy Highway at Taylor, and it took the front of that car off. She walked away.
Wow.
Airbags everywhere. They're built safe. They're just very safe cars. But that's why my mom's got a Mercedes, because they're safe.
Hey, they even have a 2020 Sprinter. That's the official vehicle of News Talk 93.1
FM. That's right. It's in the parking lot.
And, yeah, even the big Sprinter is fun to drive.
Oh, they're cool.
Fall weather. I believe I saw a convertible here. It may have gotten picked up.
Yeah, somebody probably snatched that thing up by now.
Yeah, right. But they have a great locator service at Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz. Mm-hmm. They can find what you want. And the 2021s are rolling in. Look at...
Yep.
There's there's about half a dozen 2021s in stock right now. They have great deals on leasing and purchasing. So... if you've always dreamed of driving Mercedes, make your dreams come true. Visit JackIngramMercedesBenz.com. Call them. They'll bring a car to your house, your business, whatever. Wow. Sanitized, ready for a drive. Ooh. All the paperwork can be done by email. What you see?
Is that an AMG at the very bottom to the right?
To the right.
That one.
I believe that is.
Oh, my. Yes, it is. Oh, goodness.
One is a 19.
Yeah, a 43 AMG. Now, those are the one you want.
Yeah.
Horsepower.
And look at that payment. Look at that monthly payment you can get it at.
Wow.
Go to jackingram.com. Get started. It's time to love what you drive.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale.
And have we got an irresistible offer for you?
Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Quire
and save 20%.
Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit.
Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system.
That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
License number 84417.
You run a business and you need better wireless. Three words, no more compromise.